Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It sounds like they're going to use him as their X receiver, which I don't love. I think Keon is best deployed off the line in the slot. I just think Keon Coleman's kind of a low percentage X receiver. He's a guy that's going to win jump balls. He's not going to get a lot of separation. He is not Gabe Davis, very different player. He's a better separator than Gabe Davis. He's a better player against zone coverage. He works the middle of the field much better, has much more consistent hands than Gabe Davis. But from a vertical presence standpoint, that's just sort of like I see some low percentage overlap there. But I guess that just means that they have a lot more confidence this year in Samuel and Khalil Shakir being your separators and your layup targets.
Matt Harmon, receptionperception.com. Well, everybody up here in the balcony thought if Marino was on the board, they'd pick Marino. But apparently the Jets know something we all up here don't. That's not fair, but that's what came to mind. All right, Keon Coleman, who was funny at the press conference talking about his coat.
Yes.
I like that.
And the cookies, too. I mean, he got something about some cookies, but the coat was good, yeah. When to shop.
Yeah.
You got to shop a season
ahead. Season or two ahead.
Yeah.
He's right.
The Bills drafted my mom, apparently.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah.
I'm glad he didn't ask me where I thought he bought his coat. Because I would have no idea. I wouldn't even know what I would have
said. Are
there
still stores you can go to? Because online, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you go to a store online, but like that's, you know.
I would not have known what to say.
Yeah. I like that from Harmon. Because like Gabe Davis was in my head. I did a radio hit with CBS Sports Radio right after our show Friday. And I was already, by then they'd made the pick. I'm like, it's blocking and it's big body and it's Gabe Davis. I like that Matt there is, you know, he goes in hard on these guys and that there are areas where Coleman outshines Davis in some of his shortcomings, and I'm glad to hear that.
Much earlier draft pick, so you
of course
like
you'd expect
so.
There to be more talent there. Yeah.
To the phones again, 803-0550. John is next. Hello, John.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I think Brandon Bean has actually put us in a position to rebuild. I don't think he had a good draft, and I think he screwed the team up with the cap money. And now he's paying for it because we don't have a number one or number two receiver. I'll hang up.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. I don't know. I mean, their cap situation was bad. There's no question about that. A couple of big misses, notably Von Miller. And then, of course, they chose to make the move on Diggs, which made their cap situation even worse. You might end up being right. Like, in the end, I don't know. We'll see, I guess, what it sounds like in January or February, whenever this all comes to a close, the 2024 NFL season. We had to take our medicine and it was sort of a step back year or whatever. Maybe we'll all decide whether that was the case or not, depending on whether they win 9 or 12 games along the way. But I don't believe in stepping back and rebuilding when Josh Allen is your quarterback. I think you have to do things a different way, but there should be no like hesitation to me to like try to keep contending. And I don't think they sound that way. Some of the fans do. I guess we'll see what how it all comes out, but I have no patience for we're kind of taking the year off.
Well, I mean, I don't need to preach on this now. Like we're talking about what they did on the weekend. If a team does how the Bills have been doing it for the last 3 years because they're close to a championship, is it really their fault? Are we not aware that at some point there are consequences to the contract extensions and, you know, the restructuring and all the different things? Eventually you get there, and the Bills kind of got there, except for Diggs, and that's going to be the one because it doesn't necessarily make sense, Diggs. Like, what else happened? You didn't have to trade him because of his football, and you didn't want to trade him because of his money. Like, that was bad for you. So what else happened? And that may or may not ever become clear, and maybe there'll be different sides to it. But did they trade Stephon Diggs because they thought they were in rebuilding mode? I don't think so. I think they traded him because there was conflict and that it had been there a long time and there were so many different people alluding to it and referring to it, and they just said enough already. And they traded him to a team that might have about as good a chance of winning as they do, even. So that's the one that's different. You know, of course Hyde and Poyer were going. Of course Trey White. A lot of these were obvious, you know, and or just sort of, if not obvious, they made sense. Like, a fan has to know that. Right. Eventually, you have to do that.
The Diggs thing never, but, all offseason, until it happened, it never made sense to move him with that amount of dead money in 1 year and considering where your roster was at.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think there was conflict or, you know, somebody could think, no, they traded him because they're going to take a step back this year or anything like that. I don't think they're, like you said, they're not talking like that. I don't think they're thinking like that. I think they can win anyway. I think they can win anyway. I mean, I would agree. But it's probably going to be harder, especially after what hasn't happened here since that trade. Zach is next. Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about Diggs here because, I mean, I'm glad about the Keon Coleman pick. I like him just fine. I think, you know, I really warmed up to him after that presser and watching some highlights of his. But, you know, I leave the weekend thinking, like, really? Is that all we're going to do here? Like, was Brandon Bean serious when he had said, you know, a month or two ago, like, you know, we don't feel the need to have a number one receiver on this team or whatever his words were, you know, especially coming after, like, this weekend, you know, you trade Stephon Diggs and you lose Gabe Davis, which I guess is, you know, whatever. But you trade Stephon Diggs and your answer right now is Keon Coleman and what? I mean, you're going to pick up, I mean, just throw a name out there.
It's Curtis Samuel, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just doesn't seem like enough to me, I guess. Yep. And, you know, I they could put Spencer Brown at receiver and I'd feel confident in the team. I'm a fan, obviously, but it just doesn't seem like, I don't know, I'm optimistic, but quite pessimistically so, I suppose, if that's the best word for it here.
All right. We'll think about that.
Pessimistically
Thanks.
Optimistic.
Thanks, Zach. Here's Jeff next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of like the last caller. When they traded Diggs, I really thought that there was going to be another receiver moved, or, yeah. you know, another yeah. guy brought in. And then you have a historically deep draft, like historically – and we come out of it with one guy who could be the next Kelvin Benjamin. You know, like he may not be, but, you know, he certainly isn't a shoe-in to be replacing our top two, you know, receivers this year. And I just think that in the fourth round or something like that, when you can utilize your need in this draft for drafting depth at wide receiver, we could have been taking four or five of them instead of trying to find the next Jonathan Linton.
Wow. I mean, but boy, are you loaded for bear here? Benjamin and Linton, come on.
What I don't understand is as far as you guys are talking about maybe changing their style of play, Miami trades up in that round and gets a guy who had more 70-yard rushes than anybody else in college football. And then with the pick after ours, the Niners get the fastest running back in the draft. And we're trying to – I mean, don't we have him on the team, the guy we got from the Jets last year? We're sort of looking for a slow plotting, Like, we want a guy who, when you hand the ball off, you're not going to get the ball back until it's in the end zone. We don't have a guy that you never see him again until he's in the end zone. We can find somebody to catch a couple passes out of the backfield in the fourth round of the deepest wide receiver draft in the last 10 years when that's our biggest need. I mean, I just don't understand this. I really don't. And now I really don't think there's another move coming, because if you listen to Brandon Bean, he kind of says, you know what, my players are on the court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kind of disappointing with, you know, how things transpired this weekend, I think.
It's the easy... Thanks, Jeff. Likewise, it's the easiest thing for me to poke holes in. Like, you really laid it out. That there wasn't a second receiver picked with all those extra picks on Saturday. And, you know, two trade downs, by the way. I know you needed other players, and they drafted a lot of other players. But it's almost... Or is it? I was going to say it's almost shocking. It's not, I guess it can't be that shocking if it's kind of their MO for the last years almost.
The two things together, I think when we parted company on Friday night, I'm pretty sure I think I talked like this. I hope I did. I didn't think they would make all 10 of those picks because I thought they would use some of the stuff from Saturday to try to get back in on Friday or move up on Saturday to get another receiver, to grab a guy. So I was definitely of the mind going into Friday night. They hadn't even made the Coleman pick yet, but they're okay. You know, fine. One of the easiest sells for me on accepting the trade down to begin with is if I double dip, because that idea always appealed to me. Now you've got a third round pick, and hopefully you can find your way to taking two shots at this and really, you know, supplementing what's a weak position group on a team that has an animal playing quarterback for it. So, like, let's go. Not only did they not get a second receiver, but they used all the picks on guys. And I did not expect that at all. So that doesn't have to make it a horrible idea. I just, as it was unfolding, I already said this earlier, like fourth round comes, here comes a running back. And then I'm watching fifth round. No. Is everybody gone? Everybody's gone. Great. What are we doing? I was pretty bummed out that I didn't grab a second guy. Receiver, I mean.
With the first pick of the seventh round, the Bills picked a player from England who plays rugby. Four picks later, the Chargers picked Jerry Rice's son. Like, it was still all the way even to round seven. Brendan Rice was somebody that had his fans, not just because of his last name. I mean, I don't want to sound like the guy that knows how this is going to go, because I'm very much not that guy. I know that you can't know that. But damn. Everybody's saying it. Who is going to lead the Bills in catches? How many? Is it James Cook? I mean, that's not great. Is it Curtis Samuel? I've liked Curtis Samuel a lot. I don't know. What's his big year?
His big year is with Cam Newton, like what feels like a football lifetime ago.
With Joe Brady, but yeah. It's not even really that big.
Right.
Like, it's good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's rookie Keon Coleman. Maybe that's a lot to ask. Maybe it's Dalton Kincaid, who's a tight end. Quote,
yeah.
Tight end. I don't know. Like, that's, it's baffling a little bit. Maybe it's not shocking, but it's baffling. 803-0550. I'll take another crack at figuring out what word I want when we return. Sal Capaccio in 20 minutes. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.